Here in Los Angeles, along a 1.5-mile stretch of Santa Monica Boulevard, and in other parts of the city too, you can find picketers for two major strikes. Day-to-day correspondent Brian Unger leapt at the chance to cover two disputes in one neighborhood for one report, and he found himself in one heck of a tempest.
If you work in a grocery store in West Hollywood and don't have a car, chances are you can't even get to your own strike. That's because in addition to the grocery store's union, the bus mechanics of the MTA are also striking here, practically across the street from one another.
Respect our right for health care. Go shop elsewhere.
The grocery workers, who want to remain anonymous.
We're not saying, hey, double our salary. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. We're not asking for that. We're just trying to keep up.
And that's bus mechanic Michael Jones in what is pretty much a gay strip of West Hollywood. There's a lot of controversy here while the rest of L.A. just drives on by.
Rock on. Look like a Pontiac Sunbird.
Rush hour commuters and two groups of strikers all trying to be heard. The grocery workers.
How many of those have you gone through, though? Can you tell me? Today.
This will be my third.
Third can of blowhorn? Nice.
The bus mechanics.
Well, we might get a few horns blown at us, and they may say, like, F you, or, you know, greedy bastards, or things to that effect, you know, and that's because they don't really know the whole story. Yeah, and we usually throw a F you back at them because we know that they don't know.
The whole story is about pensions, health care, and wages. And as a member of two unions myself, SAG, Screen Actors Guild, and AFTRA, the American Federation of Radio and TV Artists, I was compelled to tell the story of my brothers in arms.
So when the media comes down here and wants a response from someone, do you just say, no thanks, I can't talk to you?
No comment.
We have to come back to work. We can't say nothing.
Most of the grocery workers are scared they'll lose their jobs talking to someone in the American Federation of TV and Radio Artists, except for this fella.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of NPR.
You don't have to be.
I'm a Bill O'Reilly fan.
No, you don't have to be.
I'm a Bill O'Reilly fan.
Why does it have to be an either or?
Back over at the MTA, the mechanics were getting deep.
I think that, you know, there's two sides to the story when it comes to the war. You know, I think that we're involved in the war, you know, because we have something to gain.
We met a couple of filmmakers, Sally Marr and Peter Dudar, who found the picket line fertile ground for their documentary.
We're making a film about children, war, and peace.
And so you came down to the bus strike?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, across the street at the grocer strike...
Fox News.
Can we talk about the strike, though?
Fox News.
Can we talk about the strike?
Read the L.A. Times, and they'll find all the details you need.
Meanwhile, the rest of L.A. crawled, on its way home at 15 miles per hour, as the people affected by this strike, like bartender Derek Laura at the gay bar Rage, raged.
How'd you get here?
Not really poor. How'd I get here today? A cab.
You got here by cab?
Yeah, which was $17, as opposed to $1.65. So that's pretty much a pain in the ass.
And a local, Doug Gentile, crossed the grocery picket line.
I'm not really into the labor unions anymore. Mm-hmm. They were there. They were made up a long time ago for a reason, and okay. I don't think they should be in existence. Okay. So,
what are you going to make tonight with all that chicken?
I'm going to freeze most of it.
No hostile shipyard, dock, meatpacking plant, or car factory. It all seemed fairly civilized here in West Hollywood, despite all the seriousness and turmoil on this half-mile strip.
Bill O'Reilly rules.
Most of the anger was directed at me.
You know what my old man taught me?
What?
Everybody likes a little ass. No one likes a smart ass.
Right on, brother.
Here you go.
Okie dokie. Back over across the street at the MTA, I thought, if I couldn't tell the story of these two unions or get someone to talk, at least I could contribute to a great documentary on children and war.
You know, we found just a hint. There's a guy in a baseball cap with a white cap, and he is kind of like a leader down there, loves talking to the media. I think it would be fair to characterize him as kind of a conservative. He's a big fan of Bill O'Reilly. Make sure you talk to him.
Fabulous. Thank you for the advice. Yeah, anytime somebody gives us a tip on something, we just follow it.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.
And you can hear all of Brian's past episodes of the Unger Report by going to our website. That's npr.org. I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day from NPR News.